Welcome to your five for the day. Take two people, a respectable and influential religious leader who invites Jesus for a meal, and an unnamed emotional woman, possibly a prostitute, who is extravagant and embarrassingly demonstrative of her feelings for Jesus. Luke, in his Gospel, specializes in highlighting how Jesus turns social convention upside down. These two people were at the opposite ends of the social spectrum. Jesus praises the one everyone else despised. Simon, the influential religious leader, is interested in Jesus, but he doesn't show him common courtesy. Does he think he is good enough to be Jesus' equal? Jesus highlights the sharp contrast between the two characters and commends the woman, not self-righteous Simon. In this vividly recorded scene, how would you respond? With embarrassment, curiosity, or with lavish love? Once again, Jesus shows he is a man of compassion, but also God and Saviour, able to set people free from guilt and shame. Let's respond to him with grateful hearts. In the British media, there is a lot of talk about deserving and undeserving people. It's usually in the context of discussions about immigration or state aid in its various forms. In our reactions to people, we can be too quick to judge what is or is not appropriate behaviour. This account is one of those situations. An uninvited guest, a notorious woman, wept as she anointed Jesus' feet with her tears and an expensive ointment that she had probably paid for from her earnings as a prostitute. These actions and Jesus' acceptance of her attentions were strongly criticised by the evening's host, Simon, a Pharisee. However, she didn't care what labels she'd been given. All she knew was that the society of the day had deemed her undeserving, yet Jesus treated her differently. Her gratitude to him just kept overflowing, and even whilst this was happening, he controversially spoke forgiveness of sins over her. It is the person regarded as deserving, the morally upright pillar of society, who is strongly criticised by Jesus. Simon's small-minded, mean welcome to Jesus is contrasted with the woman's extravagant actions. She knew her need and recognised something special in Jesus, whereas Simon probably had more questionable motives for inviting Jesus to his home. He did the bare minimum of hospitality, demonstrating his unawareness over how much he, although outwardly respectable, also needed God's forgiveness. Luke's story of people regarded as being without privilege points again to the radical nature of God's grace and upside-down kingdom. Sometimes it's easy to forget just how remarkable all this is, and consequently the importance of expressing gratitude to God as a daily practice. To us today, the story is strange. The ointment and the anointing are unfamiliar. In the culture of ancient Palestine, this happened regularly. In Luke, the story is told to show the difference between the woman and the Pharisee. Unlike the Pharisee, who didn't even show the customary welcome to Jesus, the woman loved him dearly. She had been a great sinner, but that is irrelevant now because she had showed her love for him, and that was enough. She was forgiven and blessed. For the other guests, this was too much. Such love, pure as the whitest snow. Such love weeps for the shame I know. Such love paying the debt I owe. O Jesus, such love. Such love stilling my restlessness. Such love filling my emptiness. Such love showing me holiness. O Jesus, such love. Such love springs from eternity, such love streaming through history, such love, fountain of life to me, O Jesus, such love.